So far, President Trump has tried to run the White House a lot like the way he ran his family business. That means little, rigid organization and a small crew of staffers who are loyal but not necessarily experienced. As the president has tried to take his improvisational style from Trump Tower to the White House, the results have been mixed. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Donald Trump's business empire was flashy, personality-driven, often a little chaotic. Journalist David K. Johnston, who wrote The Making of Donald Trump, says running the Trump Organization was not exactly good preparation for the most powerful political job on the planet.
Donald's business had a very small staff. He was the absolute ruler of his business empire, which is not at all how the White House works.
Trump now finds himself in charge of a vast federal bureaucracy that neither he nor some of his cabinet nominees know much about. He's bristled at the idea that presidential orders can be blocked by a federal judge. And he's upended longstanding foreign policy doctrine, as he did today, questioning the two-state solution in the Middle East, as casually as though he were simply changing the drapes in the lobby of a Trump hotel.
A lot of what Donald does is seat of the pants. He contends he's a great negotiator. He's really not a great negotiator. He's just great at promoting the idea that he's a great negotiator.
I've mastered the art of the deal and have turned the name Trump into the highest quality brand.
Trump boosted the value of that brand through 14 seasons on The Apprentice, dishing out advice while playing a successful businessman on TV.
A good leader has to be able to recognize the strengths and weaknesses of employees.
That skill was tested this week at the White House when Trump's national security advisor, Michael Flynn, resigned after making false statements about his conversations with the Russian ambassador. His spokesman, Sean Spicer, insists the president acted decisively.
He is one of those people that we've noted before. When he's ready to make a decision, he makes it, whether it's hiring somebody or asking for someone's resignation.
In fact, it's kind of Trump's TV trademark.
You're fired. You're fired. You're fired.
Former employees say in real life, Trump doesn't like to fire people. The president also seems comfortable surrounded by competing personalities and power centers in the White House. That can generate a lot of friction and palace intrigue. But not everyone thinks it's a bad thing.
It can make things pretty intense on the inside, but for the rest of us on the outside, it tends to lead to wiser decisions.
Chris DeMuth of the conservative Hudson Institute says Franklin Roosevelt and Ronald Reagan also pitted staff members against one another, often with creative results. DeMuth also shares the president's view that being unpredictable is a good thing.
If we look back through history, there are several of our presidents who actually cultivated a reputation for unpredictability. Richard Nixon was very good at promoting the idea that, you know, he could be just a little bit crazy.
Unless that unpredictability is calibrated, though, friends can be thrown off balance as well. Journalist David K. Johnston, who launched the news site DC Report, says that can make it harder for the president to actually advance his agenda.
Running government is no different than assembling an automobile, making a movie. There are lots of different parts that have to be brought together and coordinated with a knowledge of how do you achieve that. Trump doesn't have those skills.
The administration is less than a month old, of course, so adjustments could still be made. After the botched rollout of the travel ban, for example, the White House chief of staff reportedly drew up a checklist to see that future initiatives go through proper channels. Trump, the improviser, often seems impatient with checklists, but as he once said on The Apprentice, it's important to adapt.
Oftentimes, things go wrong, and there's just not much you can do about it. But a really good leader will step up, take responsibility, and really just find the right solution.
The question is whether Trump himself can learn that lesson from his own political apprenticeship. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.